Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Be Heard Christian podcast. I'm your host, Michael, and today I'm going to introduce a really cool guy that I know, Eric Santos. Eric, how are you doing today?
I'm doing all right. I've had better days.
Better days. All right. Real quick, though, have you been to church most of your life?
I have.
You have?
I've gone to church since I was 5 years old.
5 years old. Wow, that's quite a while. Who got you into church?
I was raised in church. My grandmother took me every Sunday and Wednesday. Up until I was like 17.
17?
When I moved to Arkansas. All
right. Were there any moments in your childhood or even teenage years, were there any moments where it actually clicked that maybe this church thing was something that you wanted to do?
No. No, it was just a motion. It was... I knew it was just me putting on a mask going, okay, grandma's coming to get me for church.
Okay, Sunday. So it was just kind of like a routine.
Yeah, it was just a routine.
See, I think we've all been there in life. We've all been in that situation where, even in adulthood, it's really easy that Christian life gets to be repetitive. It gets to be a routine where we show up every Sunday, we show up on Wednesday nights. We go and sing the songs, we say the prayers, we know the verses, and it just becomes this thing that we're constantly doing it over and over.
It's just emotion. It's just a routine that we get into. And I feel like every Christian does it at least once in their life, if not multiple times. I mean, every Christian hits that moment where I'm bored, I'm doing it just to check a box. And
yeah.
Up until I came to this church is where everything changed. It's like, oh, I can't just check a box. Checking a box is not going to get me into heaven. Checking a box is not knowing who Christ is at all.
Okay. So for everyone that didn't get that, he said this church. So Eric and I actually go to the same church, No Limits Fellowship. Now, tell everyone how you first got here.
I first got here after meeting your sister, my wife, Madison, about a year ago. Yeah, almost a year, year and a half ago. And before that, I didn't go anywhere. I was looking for another church after I moved back from Oklahoma. And she invited me to this church, and I've been here ever since. I can't get enough of what's going on in this church, the progress God is, the way God is moving in this church.
Oh. So what makes this church different than the other churches that you've had?
The way God moves, I mean, not just in my life, but the discipleship that Pastor Greg has, the way he can take somebody and just teach them and mold them into a being that can follow, Christ, but also teaches them what they're doing wrong. It tells them when they're doing wrong and corrects on how they do it.
So let's clarify this real quick. He's not saying that other churches aren't good. There's a lot of effective churches around this this area, and especially in America and worldwide. There are effective churches growing Christians in their walk of faith. But what he's talking about is specifically the churches that he used to go to in the past, he didn't have that connection to. He didn't have that feeling of being inside that body, that strong connection of being a part of the body of Christ. But when he came to this church, he found his place, he found somewhere to be, and he found that desire that he's been looking for.
And I found Christ.
Yeah,
that's
and he found Christ.
That's all it is. I found Christ, and then to be fairly frank, I was so close to saying, I'm done with this world. I quit. It's too hard. Nobody loves me.
A lot of people are like
and
that.
Then, yeah. And then Greg goes, I love you. Be here. Let me teach you that Jesus, what Jesus did. Let me show you the love that he has for you. And that was what it was. I mean, it's just, and then joining the Circuit Riders, the motorcycle ministry, is just so different. You don't see, in any other body, you don't see God moving because you're not paying attention. But once you're out in a ministry, doing ministry, you see how God moves. You see the people that He's bringing to you and the way people just go to find Him. Or they persecute you in the process of giving the word or telling people about the good news.
Okay, so what you're saying is a lot of Christians lack the experience of an actual ministry. Could you say that? Like, I mean, we're trying to be gentle here, people, but at the same time, we're going to step on a little bit of toes because that's the truth, is it not?
It is the truth. And if you're a true Christian, you should be able to take the constructive criticism that if you aren't going out ministering to people, you're not doing what God called you to do. You're going to church every Sunday or every Wednesday is not ministry. You are called to go out and teach. You are called to go out and bring souls to Christ to save them. And if you're not doing that, you're not being a true Christian.
Yeah, I 100% agree with that statement. What you just said there is, if we're not going out and making disciples, that's literally our one purpose, right? Mm-hmm. Like, God does not call us to be comfortable. He calls us to do our job.
Yes, and doing our job is not easy. I mean, just making disciples and staying a disciple of Christ yourself is hard because Satan is going to attack you. He's going to use people that you love, the friends that you have around you, he's going to take away. And it's going to be hard. This, for his 12 disciples, nothing was easy.
No, it was not easy.
All the disciples that he had, that he taught, they all died, except one, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
They all died a martyr's death, so it's not going to be easy for Christians. It never has been.
Yeah. But what's interesting about this is we started this little conversation where in your past, you needed that comfort, you needed that welcoming, then you found that comfort, you found that welcoming, but within that, there was only a brief time until God called you to step out of that comfort zone and go into a ministry. And see, this is the important part, people. This is important. You might be in that comfort spot. You might be in that time of your life where you need that welcoming and that comfort, but it's only supposed to be temporary enough to get you in the right spot at the right time for God to use you, use your talents to go build the kingdom. See, with Eric, this is a great example. I love what he's just explained. It's a great example of where in the past, it took him a while to find the church that he needed to be at. God eventually put him in the right church, gave him the right guidance for his life, and then guided him to do a ministry with the motorcycle ministry, the Circuit Riders. And I'm just so grateful to see this guy grow. Even within the year that I've seen him at church, this guy grew huge. I'm talking not just size, but actual faith and spirit. This guy is growing in his walk, and I can see it. So I just want to thank you, Eric, for doing the work of God. I want to thank you for being a part of this church, and I want to thank you for being on this podcast. And if you want to hear more stories with Eric, we're going to get some lined up real quick after this. We're going to schedule out some stuff. But please follow us on Spotify, follow us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and anywhere that you listen to podcasts. Go ahead, look it up, Be Heard Christian Podcast. Thank you for listening to this episode. May God bless you and bless your life.